Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Lads, I am very excited. It's a favourite of childhood, and we all remember
Mr. Lancer. Woo! I'm on the job, you big nabob. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a
friend. What a tune. This stage show of Aladdin is making its Irish debut at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, and on the line is the man who's playing the iconic role of Genie, Yokai Ushay. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dylan. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. Every time I hear it, it just puts me in good form. How long have you been playing this role now?
I've been playing this role since September last year. We started rehearsals, and to be playing this kind of character, oh my gosh, it's like a dream come true.
Absolutely. It's a high energy character. How do you keep that energy up for a performance like every night? How do you mind yourself?
Well, a lot of caffeine, but also just the good vibes of everybody that I'm on stage with. You know, like I grew up with this film. I grew up with Robin Williams and singing that song as a child. So being able to bring that childlike energy and inspired by one of my favorite actors of all time, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer when you get on stage and the lights hit you and the music starts, that award-winning music starts for the first time every single day. You're just like, you know what? I've got some big boots to fill, but also like a lot of fun to be had on the stage.
And you do your own thing with it. I heard you're amazing. I can't wait to see you. Listen, do you remember the day you got the call and you were told you were going to be playing this role?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I remember I was actually at work at the Lion King, because I was playing Simba in the Lion King. And I got the phone call from my agent, and I was like, oh wow.
This is big.
It's a big deal taking, you know, Disney's Aladdin across the UK and over to Ireland for the first time since it closed in the West End. I mean, and you know, now here in Ireland at the time of its 10-year anniversary on Broadway. I mean, it's just massive. Yeah.
I saw something you said. You said that finding a good coffee shop is essential when you're touring, and I get that.
Oh, yeah.
I get that. Have you been to Dublin before? And do you know where you're going to get your coffee?
Me and a bunch of people from the company, we've been to Fresh, which is around the corner from the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, and also to a place called Nut Butter, which is also around the corner from the theatre.
Okay.
They both do some really good coffee and some really good fresh food, and that will keep us caffeinated
that'll
for our run.
That'll keep you going. I love to know, how did you get into musical theatre? Was it always something you were going to do?
When I grew up, I wanted to be a computer, like an animator, an artist. So I would, you know, I took art and did a lot of sketching when I was growing up.
Wow.
And then I went to go and see the first show that I went to and watch in when I was in year 9. I went to the theater to watch Blood Brothers. Mm-hmm. And I sat there and I got such itchy feet. You know, when you're like watching people do what you want to do, but you didn't know it. And I was like, what is this emotion that I'm feeling? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to be up there. I want to be performing. And so, you know, I grew up with epilepsy, so I didn't think it was ever going to be a thing that I could do until I got to uni, and I started performing with the drama clubs in university, and then, you know, from there on, I was like, okay, I think this is it. This is what
Wow.
I'm going to be doing, and I've been doing it for 14 years now.
I would have loved to have been a fly in the wall when you told your parents and your family that you're going to give up everything and just go, and musical theatre was your calling. I mean, were they supportive, or they're like, oh God, no, please, no. Were they supportive, is what I'm asking you?
You know, coming from like a Zimbabwean upbringing, I remember saying to my dad, Dad, I'm going to university and I'm going to be studying modern drama studies. And my dad took me, he said, Yokai, come with me. So I went with him down to his office and he sat me down, and I was like, okay, this is it. This is the day that everything goes, you know, left. And I sat down and he said to me, I can't tell you how proud I am of you, my son.
Aww.
And I I've got goosebumps right now because it turns out my dad always wanted to be like in comedy and he wanted to do all of that stuff. But when he was growing up in Zimbabwe, when it was Rhodesia, that just wasn't an option for him. Mm. So it's like I'm pursuing his dreams, and that gives me even more of a fire stoked in my belly that I can sort of live this life that he couldn't, and have the opportunities that he has afforded me through his own personal sacrifice.
Incredible, incredible. Listen, the show is phenomenal. It's kicking off. How long is the run? How long are you in Dublin for?
We're in Dublin for, I think, 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
We leave on the 14th, I believe, is our last performance of April. Get down there. Are you coming tonight?
Oh, I am. I'm very, very excited. I cannot wait to see it. What can people expect from the stage show? Is it very much the same as the film?
The stage show is very, it's similar but very different. So you've got all of the iconic music, all of the iconic scenes that came with the film, but on a stage and right in front of you live. Like it's a dazzling Disney spectacular that you would expect from the Disney standards. It's magical, it's romantic, it's tragic. There's so much in there for everybody, for all the family.
And it's fun, and as are you. Listen, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck with the run. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to see you on stage tonight.
I can't wait to have you in the house.
Guys.
Thank you
so
much.
Bye. There we go. That is Yokai. He is playing the genie in Disney's Aladdin. It's at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from now until Sunday, the 14th of April, 2024. Tickets are on sale. Ticketmaster, go and check it out.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.